Governor Quinn has proposed slashing drug and alcohol treatment programs by more than $200 million. He has since backed off by $100 million. State Senator Kirk Dillard says he wasn't surprised by the decision to revise the proposal.
The money is going to the unions. It's not going to social services or the people that really need our services as a state.
The original proposal would have reportedly forced the layoff of at least 5,000 employees and cut services to more than 55,000 clients. A spokesperson for the governor says more federal money was found to help cover costs, and the decision to hire some new employees has been canceled. Mary Frances Braegel, News Radio 780 WBBM.